Horses have been the fabric that has woven my life together. Hello and welcome. I am Jess Kampman's equine-guided sacred messenger, guided by Equus. Join me as we journey together in the experiential world of horses and the ancient and alchemical pathway for living life connected. Horses hold the key to healing, harmony, and soul restoration. The Horse Wisdom Channel, a podcast for those seeking a deeper and more harmonious soul purpose connection to themselves, the horses, and life. Hey there, and welcome back to the Horse Wisdom Channel, guided by Equus. Thank you again for joining me here in this space with myself, Jess Kampmans, and the Guided by Equus herd of Morgan horses. We are excited to bring you today into the world, I guess, that is past, to be able to return to the present, so you can maybe identify with some aspects of our story and the way that the horses have worked for myself in my life, to be able to relate to your own life and what they want to offer you as deeper wisdom and insight for yourself. So welcome here, and thank you for joining us. I would invite you to just notice where you're at in this moment in time. What memories are maybe flooding in? What sensations you're feeling in your body? If you're excited, nervous, curious, doubtful, all of that is information, and the horses are brilliant at teaching us how to feel this information or feel the energy of what this is, and then be able to decipher it for ourselves to tune into the wisdom that felt sense peace gives us for being able to discern and interpret what's going on in our lives and what's going on in our body and what's going on in our heart and our mind, as well as our higher mind, our intuition. So all of these pieces, the horses have helped me discover the way to tap into them in a way that is useful for me to understand myself in my current environment. So I would like to take you back, and if you can relate, I was a little girl who grew up on the back of a horse. I had horses my entire life, and my greatest desires and deepest longings came when I was away from them, because I felt like I was not myself. And as soon as I would return to them, I felt more authentic, I felt more natural, I felt like I could just be who I was. And they really allowed me to be available, to receive what they were kind of helping me understand, even though as a little kid I didn't really grasp it at the time. But moving forward in my life and being able to return to those memories that I have within me, I understood exactly what they were doing. They were holding space for me to just be able to be myself, like they do for each one of us that comes to horses without an expectation or an attachment or a goal that we have to achieve. And so as I was growing up, I was lucky to have, I bought my own young horse, my own two-year-old to start. And she was brilliant in that she was so easygoing and laid back, and she was willing to do whatever it was that I requested of her. Her name was She's No Angel, but she really was an angel to me. She allowed me to experiment and experience what happened when I pushed both of us beyond our limits. We tumbled and fell, and I was rolled on top of by her. But I was so scared to tell my dad what I had done. So I got up and I brushed myself off, and I kind of stumbled around the riding arena leading her to make sure that she was okay, because she was limping at the time, right after we had both fallen. And I can't remember if I ever did tell my dad that story, but I was so embarrassed that I had pushed both of us, and she willingly went along with me so that I could learn what my limits, maybe not what my limits were, but that every one of us has limits, and that when we push ourselves beyond that, there is a consequence. And so that was one piece that there was an experience of me having to fall to be able to identify with that I can't force things to happen just because I have a goal in sight that I want to achieve. And that goal for me at the time of being 12 or 13 was that I wanted this horse trained. And I didn't really have a why, but maybe I think because I had a need to prove to everybody that I knew what I was doing and I could accomplish what I set out to do. And so that's been a really experiential pathway in my own life, to have the horses be able to show me through how I work with them and through the training and through breeding. My family has been raising working horses since 1991. Before that, my dad raised a few foals through his lifetime, so we weren't unfamiliar with breeding and raising foals and what it took to grow them up. But even those foals, I had one of our first Morgan horse fillies. I was just having so much fun with her and didn't really think that we needed boundaries with each other. And she reared up and came down on my shoulders because she was playing with me like I was a horse, and I didn't understand that I needed to have my own sense of space while she had hers. And so that was kind of an interesting lesson that again brought me to my knees, and I was terrified of telling anybody about. My dad was the horse person in the family, so to be able to tell him these things that I felt like I had failed at was an embarrassment to me, because I didn't want him to know how stupid I was that I had actually allowed this to happen. But what I, again, coming back to present day scenario, what I realized that through all of these experiences, the horses were, they were just reacting and responding to who I was being. And I had so many expectations for who I had to be in this world, as a horse person and as just who I was. So I couldn't allow myself to be really who I was in the later years like I did in the earlier years when I was just hanging out with them, because I was too little to saddle them up and ride them by myself. So I would just go and spend time with them. And as I grew up and I was able to saddle my own horses and start training them and take them and ride away from the yard and go and do my own thing with them, I came to have greater and greater expectations around what that should look like, because it tied into who I then was in the world. And bless the horses that every single time I had this expectation of who I needed to be, and I needed to prove it to everyone, that they dropped me to my knees quite literally and brought me back to being more humble, so I could be open to see that maybe wasn't, I'll use the word successful path, but it wasn't a fulfilling path that I was following. And so each one of these times that my horses helped bring me to my knees, they brought about this sense of being deeply humbled in a way that had no judgment, in a way that was, it hurt, it physically hurt. And even more than physically hurt, it wounded my ego. And by that happening every single time, and it happened more times than I can count, slowly, slowly, over the course of my life, it helped me turn away from the path that I thought I had to be on as a trainer, as a breeder, as a competitor. And it brought me to, literally brought me to my knees, so I could see what they really wanted me to be part of with them. And that actually brings up a lot of emotion for me because I don't think I've ever told this story in quite this way. So to come back to present moment, and with being an intuitive, I can feel that there's maybe a lot of recognition in pieces of my story that you maybe resonate with. And so if your world feels like it's falling apart with them, I mean, I had experiences where I did so much work with horses that I owned, and then I would sell them expecting, because I loved the journey. I loved the process of getting to understand how each one of them worked and figuring out what they needed and how I could communicate with them to create this beautiful expression of a horse and rider. And then because I loved and I longed for that process, that journey of the process, not the end result, that by the time I got to the end result, I needed to sell them, which is not a bad thing, because there's lots of people in the world who are looking for those kinds of horses. But I would sell them, and then there would be a conflict of interest between the person I sold them to and the horse, and I could never figure out why, because that horse worked so beautifully for me. Or there were instances where I sold the horse because I couldn't get along with it, and whoever I sold it to, that horse and that person were in partnership. And that was a big wound to my own ego as well. But that's, I guess they were all part of my learning curve, that when I finally was brought so far down to my knees that I could not get back up in the saddle, because I was so physically exhausted and had so many back issues and stomach issues, and none of my horses were showing up for me anymore. They would see me coming out and they would turn and leave. And I could chase some of them down, or some of them would be willing enough to help, to allow me to come up to them. But there was a point I realized that this is not the relationship I wanted with horses. This was not, it wasn't fulfilling. It was actually quite depressing. And I feel like at that point in my life, I was probably in one of the darkest spaces I've ever been. However, what I realized is I needed to get off of their back and lay down or stand beside them or sit on the ground and find a new way to grow a new relationship with them. And that actually, by no longer desiring to ride them, I was put in my place essentially by them so they could begin to teach me, rather than me thinking that I knew it all or me using ways that I had learned from humans is how to deal with horses. And as I began to listen, I mean, I didn't really know how to listen. I'm using that language right now because at the time I had no idea. Nothing was working. I couldn't understand what they were doing, what they were expressing. I felt like it was a lost cause. I felt like I was a lost cause. And that broke my heart to the point that I don't think there was anything else in the world that could have. And I share all of this with you because what I've realized is, what they've taught me is that in our vulnerability is our power. And if we cannot be open to vulnerability, then we actually cannot access our power. And our power is our centered and balanced state of being in harmony with ourselves, with the universe, and with life, and with everything that is part of our life. And I was not in balance, and I was not centered, and Lord knows I was nowhere in a harmonious relationship with myself, and so my horses were reflecting that relationship back to me, that disharmony within me, so that I, because they wouldn't even allow me to get up on their back anymore. And it's interesting, my oldest daughter did a 4-H speech this year in 2020 around her role model, whose name is Amberlee Snyder. She had a Netflix movie made after her, Walk, Ride, Rodeo. An amazing example of a human being and what she's overcome. And my oldest daughter in her speech said, or referred to Amberlee's remarks of, If you fall off, there's always what Amberlee taught my oldest daughter. That's how she ended this, her 4-H speech. When you fall off, there's always a way to get back on. And so I guess to kind of summarize my life experiences with horses is that those early educational experiences of where I kept getting hammered into the ground through different ways, and I've been bucked off, broken my arm, had my foot broken, I've been kicked in the head and been unconscious, I've been kicked in the stomach, and yet I've also witnessed stallions of mine in the last 15 years who had not once but more than once, and were a very conscientious family for safety, but I'm also a big believer in not meddling with things in the moment, because if you are trying to protect something from happening, then the experience actually itself cannot be an informing experience. And what I mean by that is I watched my son, I only have one son, he didn't know the horse was there tied up, and he was riding his tricycle backwards, and I realized, and I was too far away, because he had just kind of shown up there, and so he rode his tricycle backwards into the hind end of my stallion, who picked up an ear, leaned, dropped his hindquarters underneath him to give my son space to then ride away. And as soon as my son rode away, that stallion returned to his standing position and let out this huge breath to release all of that tension. That's one example of witnessing the capacity that horses have for being able to be available for us. And I fell off at 8 years old. And my horse jumped over me and kicked me in the head. And I believe 100% that in this life I needed that to help understand something. To understand what was possible if we actually open ourselves up to become as available as horses are for us. And through what seemed like years of struggle and challenges, I finally got there. I feel like I'm there now. It's still an adventure. It's still a practice, because I have horses. I have a 6-year-old mare right now that I have never had a halter on. How does that happen when you only have one or two foals a year? That's a good question that I could be embarrassed about, or I could use it as a learning offering, an opportunity for myself, because maybe there's something else in this relationship with her that I need to understand to be able to further my own higher learning. So this is how I work with this work in the horses. I love and will share any story of my life with you, because I feel that it's important to allow you as a listener to feel vulnerable enough to create your own connection to your own life, because that's how we gain insight into our world and into what is really valuable and meaningful for us. And so with this podcast, that is my goal for this, is to share my own life's experiences and how I moved from who I was to who I am now. And it wasn't an easy journey, and it wasn't a short road. But what I want you to know right now is that deep within you, there is something that is calling to you that needs you to pay attention to it. And if your horses in your life are showing you that and you don't understand what it means yet, I am here for you. Because I have been part of thousands of people's journey to connect with the why of what is happening and their own why. And when you can connect the why of what is happening in your life to the why that exists within you, that's where the magic happens. That's where the transformation of moving from feeling like the world is using you as a soccer ball to feeling like you're standing in the middle of the field, looking around you, knowing that you've got this. no matter what happens. And so I just invite you to take a nice breath, a nice deep breath, and feel into what that feels like in this moment, because that's really all we have. And we can return to the past, and we don't quite yet know what the future holds, but we access both through the present moment in time. And in the next episode, I want to share with you how to access that and what becomes available when you access that present moment and all of the information that exists there within you, and how when you tap into this experiential, intuitive world that the horses offer and make available for us to learn from, the world becomes your oyster, I guess, is the best way I can say it. You become available to harness that energy that exists within you as potential, instead of letting it drain out of you or being so overwhelmed that you don't know, you don't even have a direction to look in anymore. So to bring this all to a full circle, like everything usually ends up working, because everything in our world exists as a feedback loop. We are part of something, and we send out information, and we wait for it to return to us to inform us of what our next step or what our next direction is or where we need to pay attention. And so with this podcast and this feedback that you've maybe received through today's episode, I would love to hear your comments, your insights, any clarity that you got, any aha moments. And please, please, I invite you to subscribe to this channel. Stay tuned here with myself and the herd. We have so much to offer and share, and this is a beautiful space to be able to do that through. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we dive into how I went from feeling lost and alone into creating this transformative world of magic through the experience of the horses. That's coming up in episode 3, so I hope you'll join us. Thank you so much for tuning in with us on the Horse Wisdom Channel. Your support makes this channel possible, and I really and truly mean that. If you enjoyed this episode and are looking for more, please hit the subscribe button, and don't forget to leave your review. You can find us on Facebook, Jess Kampmann's Guided by Equus with Butte Morgans. Follow us on Instagram at Jess Guided by Equus. If you are looking for mentorship, guidance, or support, check out our website, www.jesskampmanns.com. And lastly, don't forget to download your complimentary copy of the Horse Wisdom Cosmic Energy Monthly Guidebook. You can find the link to download in the show notes. Till next time, take care, be inspired, and may the horse be with you.